in Randolph County and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Land Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the people speak.
And good morning. I'm Jeff, and people speak. We'll be talking today with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Minutes. First off, we talked to you last month.
Yes.
You were kind of the interim manager, right?
Yes. So last month when I was here, we weren't sure if I was going to stay or what the board's decision would be. But in December, the board officially hired me. So I am hopefully here to stay for a long time. That's how I plan. So.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
Look forward to talking to you once a month here in the future.
Yes, definitely.
All right, let's take a break here. We will get started here. You're listening to The People Speak on Rural Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. Jeff here on The People Speak. And again, we're talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau, the new manager there. You know, as you said, it wasn't official last month.
Last month it was kind of, we weren't sure what was happening, but now we do. So.
So I guess one thing that's happened recently was the annual meeting in Chicago.
Yes, so IAA annual meeting was in Chicago, and that's the Illinois Agriculture Association. So every year, Randolph County board members attend, and it's a big deal for Illinois Farm Bureau because that's when the whole state gets together and they kind of create their policy of where they want to go in the future. So it was kind of our way for our board and our members to be able to give their say on their ideas on the policy that Farm Bureau should stand on. So it's a big 4-day weekend, and we really seem to enjoy it. It went smooth and it went really well. A big deal that happened there was this year was elections for Illinois Farm Bureau's president and vice president. And currently, Rich Giebert was our president, and he was reelected for another 2-year term. And he is a Randolph County farmer, so it's really good to see him serving.
So the South still keeps the presidency.
Yes, so we still have the presidency, and it's really great just to have him representing not only Illinois, but Randolph County as well.
So I guess, you know, that's kind of like the things that I've been to similar or whatever. It's kind of a chance to get away from the everyday grind and stuff, and yet, you know, you're accomplishing things that are important to the organization.
Yes, so it was a way to kind of get away, and we got to enjoy Chicago a little bit, but we also had to deal with a lot of important business as well. Mm-hmm. But I really like it because it's a great way to mingle with all the other people in the state and kind of see what's going on there, especially how 2019 was a really rough year for farmers. We kind of see how everything happened, not only down south, but up north as well.
Right. Okay. So, and that was, when was that meeting?
December 7th through 10th. Okay. So.
So.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
A little bit of a Christmas trip there.
A little bit. We had to do some Christmas shopping, obviously, while you're in Chicago. But it was a good trip. Everybody seems to enjoy it every year, so.
Right. Okay. So, we got some events coming up, I guess?
Yes, we do. So January is our big month for committee meetings. So that's when, at the beginning of the year, all our committees get together and kind of figure out their program of work for the year and where they want to see the Farm Bureau go in the future. Those actually start tonight, actually. And they're going to be running for the next couple weeks. So our schedule is on our Facebook page, or you can just call the office. And if you're a Farm Bureau member, there's probably a committee out there for you. We have marketing, public relations, government affairs, livestock, women's, young leaders, and anything that you can basically think of. There's some sort of committee for helping Farm Bureau succeed.
And that, you said that kicks off, tonight?
Yes. So tonight we have our marketing committee meeting, and then there's also a harvest wrap-up meeting. So it's kind of when anyone in Randolph County that farms, they can come on in and kind of just talk to each other about how 2019 went. So like I said earlier, 2019 was a really wild year with all the rain and harvest being harder to get done. But luckily it's done, and we can look forward to 2020.
I'm just looking through their schedule here. You know, you go through the month, you get to the 28th, now that's going to be a really busy night.
Yes, definitely. We have a lot of busy nights, but it's a good way to get everything done. So,
but you know, it takes working with committees like that and getting together and doing things to keep fresh ideas coming in and make sure everything's working the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, and it's the easiest way to start getting involved in the County Farm Bureau. So if you're a member, that's the best way for you just to join and share your input on where you want to see the Farm Bureau go. So joining a committee is easy. You just get to share what you want to do, and we can see how it goes. So.
And you mentioned, even joining the Farm Bureau, that's easy too, isn't it?
Yes, so joining the Farm Bureau is really easy as well. An associate membership, which is for anyone that just supports agriculture or wants to have the benefits of Farm Bureau, is just $20. So you can call the office anytime and decide to join that. And if you work in agriculture or you are a farmer, you can be a voting member as well. So if you want to join Farm Bureau, you can just sign up online or call our office, and we can help you figure it all out. It's really easy, and it's a great way to just share your input and get involved and support agriculture.
Right. So some other things that are coming up here.
Yeah. So January 30th, there is a double crop farmer forum, which I have a hard time saying that for some reason.
You wouldn't want to say that too fast.
Yes, no. But it's at the Doubletree Hotel in Mount Vernon, and it's for Illinois Wheat Association and the Soybean Association is hosting it. And it's kind of a way for farmers just to learn more about whenever they're planting wheat and then soybeans as well. So it's a good educational day in Mount Vernon. It's $25 for members that are of the Wheat Association or the Soybean Association, and $40 for non-members. And it's January 30th at 8:30 in the morning. So kind of an early morning,
yeah.
But it would be a really good, just a good educational way just to get all the new reminders of what's going on before you start planting.
Of course, talking about early, I mean, I didn't grow up on a farm, but I had a lot of friends that were farmers and stuff. And for a farmer, 8:30 is not really too early.
That's not too early, no.
Their mornings start a lot earlier.
Yes, yes, they do. But that's just a really easy way if you want to go learn some more. That's a good way to get involved.
And that is January.
January 30th. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing that we would have coming up would be our Young Leaders Conference is January 31st to February 1st. Registration for that's closed, but I just want to say that we have a lot of young leaders that are going to be attending that conference up in Peoria. I will be one of them as well. And it's kind of a way for younger members in Illinois to get together, engage with each other, and see where they want their future of agriculture and the Farm Bureau to go. So Young Leaders is for members 18 to 35. So it's kind of a weird age group, but it's the best way just to get those younger people involved. So I'm really excited to be heading up there.
Young or old is a state of mind. You're only as young or as old as you think you are.
Yeah. So we have, I think, 5 or 6 members that are going to be going up there. So that should be a really good time. One of the big things there is they have a Harvest for All campaign, which is how Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leaders raises awareness about donated to food pantries. Mm-hmm. So we donate to local food pantries, either by money or just a canned food item. So that's a big campaign up at the conference where they have different auctions and games that you can play, and all the money goes back to local food pantries, which is just a really nice way that Farm Bureau is helping everybody in the community as well.
Right. Okay. And that, you said, is coming up when is that?
January 31st through February 1st. So, yeah. So next we would have our foundation trivia night, which is Saturday, February 8th. So our foundation is what we run Ag in the Classroom and our scholarship through. So that's a really big deal for us to be able to get agriculture to the younger students and then also fund helping local Randolph County students go to college and study agriculture. That is at the Knights of Columbus in Evansville, Illinois. And doors open at 6:30 and the rounds start at 7:00. So it's $12 per person with a max of 8 at a table. And you can bring your own snacks, and your drinks can be purchased at the KC Hall. So it should seem like a really good night. I'm pretty excited for some trivia. So
people really, really, really enjoy that. I mean, and I've never really participated in one, but I've been involved with a few of them. I'll tell you, some people really get into that.
Some people are really competitive. There's some traveling trivia teams out there, and I'm hoping we see some. So you really love trivia in Randolph County, we'd love for you to come on out and try it out. So,
right.
I'm not sure how hard it's going to be.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Again, we're talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau, and you're kind of going over some of the events that are coming up. And
yes. Yeah, so we've gone over a few so far, like our committee meetings and Young Leaders Conference. And then we just went over our foundation trivia night. And I just want to again stress just how important that is to us, because our foundation funds the Ag in the Classroom program, which gets agriculture to those younger students in Randolph County. And then it also funds our scholarships that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So a big deal for us is just getting people just involved in ag at a young age and making sure that that's they're learning about it and being educated about it, because everybody has to eat, and that's what agriculture is all about. So
right, of course, one of the running jokes I always saw, you know, during deer season and stuff, you know, even, you know, getting kids that wouldn't normally be involved in you know, farming and agriculture and that, kind of giving them an idea, you know, what's involved with it and what's what, you know. And the joke I was getting was, when deer season rolled around, you had a guy with a big cow sitting out there with the word cow painted on the side. You know, you get a lot of these, you know, hunters from up north and stuff, and it's like, oh, is that a deer? No, that's a cow. Or that's, you know, that's.
Yes. So we really need to just make sure that people are getting educated on ag, and ag in the classroom is just a really good way to get into the younger classrooms and remind them, like, where their food comes from and what a farmer all does. Because it's not what everyone stereotypically thinks of a farmer, isn't what it actually is.
Right.
So our foundation trivia night is Saturday, February 8th at the Knights of Columbus in Evansville. And our foundation is just our way of funding everything for that. And then also our foundation has scholarships that are open right now, which we talked about last month too. So if any high school or college student that plans on studying or is studying anything ag or ag related can go on our website and apply for our scholarship. Yeah. They're due, I think, like middle of February. I'm not sure on what date, so get it done here soon.
Right.
But scholarship applications aren't that hard. When I was in high school, I always had teachers tell me that it's an hour of work and you can get $1,000 out of it. And that's a pretty good paycheck to me.
True. Very true.
So, and then also, like, because it's through Randolph County Farm Bureau Foundation, you're only competing against Randolph County Farm Bureau members or children of members. So it's not like a big nationwide or statewide scholarship. It's something local coming from your local farmers. So it's really nice just to see that going on.
Right, and this trivia night, that's one of the things that'll go to help support them, right?
Yes, that helps support it. So if anyone's a big fan of trivia, you can come on out for just $12 a person.
All right, great. And what's that date on that again?
February 8th. So it starts at 6:30, doors open, and 7 is when all the rounds start. So hopefully we can see a lot of people out there. I'm really excited.
I know they do pretty well, the ones I've seen. So
Yes. And then next on our list of events going on, we always do a bus trip to the National Farm Machinery Show, which is in Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. We partner with Washington, Perry, and Jefferson County Farm Bureaus to provide a way to go down there, see everything, and we also get supper on the way back home. So it's a really long day because you have to drive far. But it's February 13th. Our bus leaves the Randolph County Farm Bureau office at 5 a.m. And then it's $55 a person. And that includes bus, snacks on the way there, and then your supper on the way home. So it's a pretty good deal. I'm really excited to be going. And then also because we partner with other county farm bureaus too, you can kind of, if you have friends from other counties, you can have them come as well. So I know my dad's planning on going. So
sounds like a fun day.
Yeah, it's a really fun day. And that's kind of the Farm Machinery Show is just where kind of all the new big ideas can come out and you can see it right away, which is good timing because February is right before you're making your planting and soon to be harvesting decisions. So if you want to try anything new or add some new technology onto your farm, that's just a really good way to see what it is and get some more information about it.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone wants to go, you can RSVP by February 10th to our office. You can call. The number is 618-443-4511. So hopefully we can get some people to come on out and have a good time going to the Farm Machinery Show. So it's an early morning and a late night, but it'll be a really good, productive day. So
right. So a chance to get away and see new stuff and just enjoy the day and kind of take a break.
Yeah, it's a day off the farm or a day away from work, and you can take a break and just mingle with other people and see what's going on. Mm. So I really like going to all those different shows and trade expos because it's just a really good way to learn a little bit more and educate yourself and just easily a day away, which everybody needs one of those.
Right. Anything else that we haven't covered yet?
I think we've covered it all. We have a lot going on, but I'm really excited to see how much participation we can get, how many people we can come out. So,
yeah, I guess maybe we can just kind of recap some of the events that are coming up here shortly.
Yeah, so a recap is all of our committee meetings in January, which start tonight. If anyone's interested, our schedule is on Facebook, or you can call the office. Anyone's welcome to join a committee if you're a Farm Bureau member, and we'll gladly have anybody come on out. So it's kind of your way to easily hop into Farm Bureau and start sharing your input. Next, we have a Double Crop Farmer Forum, which is January 30th at 8:30 in the morning. It's at the Doubletree Hotel in Mount Vernon, and the cost is $25 for members and $40 for non-members. And coming up then, right after that, would be Young Leaders Conference. Registration is closed, but we have a lot of people going, and I'm really excited to see what kind of information they can bring back to Randolph County Farm Bureau. That's January 31st through February 1st. Woo. And then lastly, our Foundation Trivia Night, which is the 8th, and then the bus trip on the 13th. So there's a lot going on around the end of January and beginning of February, but it should be a good time.
True. So a lot of different things. And of course, two people, if they say, you know, someone thinks it sounds interesting, they can become a member of the Farm Bureau.
Yeah, it's really easy to join Farm Bureau, and it's just a really great way to support agriculture and your local farmers as well. So Farm Bureau is really active in the community. We really strive everything that we do here in Randolph County, and we love to just have more people join and be a part of it as well. So we talked about membership due cost earlier. It's just $20 to be an associate member, and then you can be a farmer member and a voting member for, I think it's $55. So it's not that hard to join, and it's just an easy way for you to support agriculture in your local area.
All right, well, Allison, thanks for being with us, and congratulations again on being the official manager of the Farm Bureau.
Thank you. I look forward to a good future together. So.
All right. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.